Yesu yobuzibwe nyabo Uganda.
Praise Jesus so much, brethren.
Musibe mutya mulinera mukama afi Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli mutya.
And how is your lives?
Ate emibiri gyaffe.
How about our bodies?
Bayinamu obunafu mumutukuva tusinkane.
Everyone with weakness, let the Holy Spirit meet us.
Asobola okulabika nga ate atuzza obuggya.
He can be able to renew us.
Kubanga tuli yeekaalu ye.
For we are his temple.
Si yeekaalu ya ndwadde.
We are not the temple of sickness.
Newankubadde emizimu.
Not even of.
Tusaba ennyumba ye.
We pray that his house.
Ogende mu maaso n'okutuyamba okugitukuza munda.
That he moves on to help clean it inside.
Naffe tufube okutukuza ebikolwa byaffe wabweru.
And we do try to clean our acts outside.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Tumwebaza olw'akaseera nate katwongedde.
We thank you for the moment he's added us once again.
Okwongera okumutegeera.
To continue to understand him.
N'okutukuza ekibiina.
And to consecrate the gathering.
Kubanga twagala tubeere batukuvu nga bwali omutukuvu.
For we want to be holy just as he is holy.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
N'omukaseera kano.
Even in this moment.
Tugenda kweyongera okutegeera.
We are going to move on to understand.
Ebikwatagana ne family.
What concerns the family.
Family ya Katonda etukuvu.
The holy family of God.
N'obufumbo obutukuvu.
And the holy marriage.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kama bwana abasiime tunaabirira ne service eryeddako.
If God is pleased, we shall move on with the next service.
Ey'olugendo lw'eggulu.
Of the journey of heaven.
Nga tugenda sooka tugende tumaliriseyo ebyobufumbo nga bibiri.
We are going to first see how the things of marriage are.
Era nga olwali tugenda kuba tukwata ku tteeka erya services maka.
And today we are going to handle on the law of services within the family.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Oba tugenda kuba tulabira ddala. Obujjuvu bw'emirimu gyaffe buli omu mu maka.
We are going to see the fullness of the responsibilities of each partner within a family.
Naye nga lyetteeka oba ekiragiro kya services mu maka.
But it's the law of the services within the home.
Taata services eri maama.
The father, the services of him to the mother.
N'eryoyo. Taata.
And the mother, the service of her to the father.
Ate services za taata eri omwana.
And the service of the father to the children.
Ne services za mama eri omwana.
And the service of the mother to the children.
N'omwana okuwa services eri bazadde.
Even the children to give their service to the parents.
Lyetteeka eryo tugenda okuba nga tumulungula.
It's the law we are going to be looking onto.
Twasembayo nga tulabye etteeka liri eryali eryokubiri mateeka amakulu.
We last ended when we saw the second law which is major among the major laws in the family.
Katonda kiyagatta tokigattulwa.
What God has joined, no one should separate it.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga etteeka eryo twalabayo ebintu bibiri.
And within that law we saw two things there.
Ebisobola byokka okugattulula.
The only ones which can separate the marriage.
Twala bwenzi obw'omubiri.
Where we saw the physical adultery.
Bubeerako obujulizi.
Where there is a witness proving that.
Obw'abiri oba abasatu.
Of the two or three witnesses.
Naye ate twatunuulira nnyo.
But we also looked so much.
Obwenzi buno obw'omwoyo.
The spiritual adultery.
Obw'okuva Katonda.
Of forsaking the Lord.
Twawulira mu Hosea esura ey'okunoonyola ekkumi.
Which we had in Hosea 4. Chapter verse 10.
Kali twagenda maso n'okwetegereza.
Now we move on to look unto many things.
Era nga amateeka agabiri gasobola okwawukanya n'omuntu.
And those two laws can even separate these couples.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tugezaako okulabika nga tufuba okumulisa.
We try to appear that we lighten.
Ebikwatagana ne family.
But what concerns the family.
N'obufumbo buno.
And this marriage.
Kisobola okubeera obutukuvu.
That it can be holy.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Twatukira ddala okuwulira.
We reached even to hearing.
Obapoliisi eri ekisooka essula y'omukaaga.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Yeegatta n'omwenzi naye mwennyini aba mwenzi.
The one who joins with an adulteress, they too become an adulterer.
Yeegatta n'omubbi naye abeera mubbi.
They who join with a thief, they too become thieves.
Era nga n'eyo bafuukirayo omubiri gumu.
And even there they become one body.
Ekikolwa oba mu bikolwa ebyo bitali bya butuukirivu.
With those acts of unrighteousness.
Kale nga tulina okwegendereza.
Now, and we have to be very careful.
Abayingira mu famire zino.
They who entered within these families.
Oba abali mu bufumbo.
Or they were within the marriage.
Nammwe abasuubira okujja.
And you too are expecting to get in there.
Nammwe abalijja.
And you too who will be coming.
Kubanga si kyangu nnyo okukuuma obutuukirivu mu famire.
It's not easy to keep righteousness within the family.
Oba mu bufumbo.
Or within the marriage.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kujjako nga waliwo okuyigirizibwa.
Except when there has been a teaching.
Ate bwe kibeera bwekyo.
And if it gets to be like that.
Tubadde tuyigiriziddwa.
If we are not taught.
Tuwerowooze okuba abatukuvu mu famire ya Katonda ya kanisa.
We shouldn't be and expect to be holy in the family of God and the church.
Nga ate wakati tutuukiridde.
Yet at home we are not right.
Tumulabanga That is
why when we study, he tells us these words.
We're going to
be seeing the law and the command of the services within the home or within the marriage.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Mm-hmm. We expect ahead there to see what is called family planning. Bible, within the Bible, the family planning word is a very broad word. Within it comes many things of prosperity, of child spacing, and many others.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
why do we study all this? In 1 Timothy chapter 3, he tells us these words.
Timoseo, ekisooka essula eyokusatu n'olunyiri olusooka.
Tutandikiddewo.
Timoseo, ekisooka essula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
First Timothy 3 from verses 1.
Kyesigwa ekigambo ekyo nti, omuntu bw'ayagalanga obulabirizi yeegomba mulimu mulungi. Kale, omulabirizi kimugwanira obutabangako kyakunenyezebwa. Abelenga musajja wa mukazi omu, atatamira, omwegendereza, akwate empola.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Others say
that
perhaps overseers are other people. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it shows us as church we are parts of each other. And everyone tries to be an overseer over another.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are just like you see the body parts, that the hand
it
oversees over all other body parts. And I don't expect that the hand can accept that your height be got out of you. And if someone speaks of taking your eye out of you, we see that the hand comes out to be an overseer over that. If they say to cut off the leg, the hand is the first to fight over that. It says, I'm an overseer over the leg. You have no way you're taking this leg of mine. When we got saved and God gave us gifts, and we became overseers each over another.
So,
now that word, the religious people scorned it and declared that the overseer that wants to be with one wife, that even to have with good morals and things which others which are good. Now this is the congregation. You know the morals you are within it. For there you are followers. You are not disciples. But if you want to understand this word, that you will be of good morals in your overseas, imagine we've looked at many things for sons, family, and the marriage. And this time we're heading to see the law of the services. But why do we see this? For all of us are ministers, and it's required us to have morals which are worthy to be able to come and minister, to prove that right we are within Christ Jesus. If you'll be in other situations and if not follow those commands of the family which is holy and the holy marriage, you'll not be able to serve the right Christ.
Know
that religions have never served the right Christ. They have their Jesus. They will accept them, do whatever they are doing right within there. But we are not like that. But we decided to serve the right Christ. Now with that law, we should have an overseer. You must have this kind of character. It's what they have told us, we are parts of each other. In that overseeing, you must keep yourself to see that you're worthy. And if you not be like that, it's required of you not even to minister, perhaps to sit all your days. And even your sitting, it's not required and worthy
in
the congregation of the saints when you are not holy. Praise Jesus. Let's go briefly as we shall get back to Timothy later. But let's go to Colossians. First Colossians 12. follow. I want the law of the Sabbath is going to be seen this day. That you understand how it's required of you to do what's worthy for of you to do. For if you don't do that, by the time you will be coming here, God will be seeing you cannot even minister. For he says, if you can't fulfill the services of the family, or to give them character which is worthy of them, even you to be with morals which are right, how can you come to be within the church of Christ in serving it? For we know we are going to see that we are parts of each other. Even if you're a child and you don't know your services in the home, you not be able to be serving Christ. Every person is required to know the service they are required to do in the family.
Bakolinso ekisooka essula y'ekkumi n'ebbiri n'olunyiriri olusooka.
First Corinthians 12 from verses 1.
Kale nno abooluganda, eby'ebirabo eby'omwoyo saagala mmwe obutabitegeera. Mumanyi bwe mwali abamawanga nga mwakyamizibwa eri ebifaananyi ebitoogera, nga mukyamizibwa mu ngeri yonna. Kyenva mbategeeza nga siwali muntu bw'ayogera mu mwoyo gwa Katonda agamba nti Yesu akolimiddwa, so siwali muntu ayinza okwogera nti Yesu ye Mukama waffe wabula mu mwoyo omutukuvu. Naye waliwo enjawulo ez'ebirabo, naye omwoyo ali omu. Era waliwo enjawulo ez'okuweereza, era Mukama waffe ali omu.
There are different types of gifts, and the Spirit is one. It's what we're going to be looking into 1 Corinthians 12. There are also different services, and God still is one, the Father.
Which
gives in Romans chapter 7.
12.
And because of that,
era bakolinsa ekisooka essula ya 12 olunyiriri lwa 6.
First Corinthians 12:6.
Era waliwo enjawulo ez'okukola, naye Katonda ali omu akola byonna mu bonna. Naye buli muntu aweebwa okulagibwa kw'omwoyo olw'okugasa. Kubanga omulala omwoyo amuweesa ekigambo eky'amagezi, n'omulala aweebwa ekigambo eky'okutegeera ku bw'omwoyo oyo, omulala okukkiriza ku bw'omwoyo oyo, n'omulala ebirabo eby'okuwonyanga ku bw'omwoyo omu, n'omulala okukolanga ebyamagero, n'omulala okubuuliranga, n'omulala okwawulanga emyoyo, n'omulala engeri z'ennimi, n'omulala okuvuunuzanga ennimi. Naye ebyo byonna omwoyo oyo omu yabikola, ng'agabira buli muntu kinnoomu nga ye bw'ayagala. Kubanga omubiri nga bwe guli ogumu ne guba n'ebitundu ebingi, n'ebitundu byonna eby'omubiri newankubadde nga bingi, gwe mubiri gumu, era ne Kristo bw'atyo. Kubanga mu mwoyo omu ffenna twabatizibwa okuyingira mu mubiri gumu, oba Bayudaaya oba Bayonaani oba baddu oba baddembe, ffenna ne tunywesebwa mu mwoyo omu. Kubanga n'omubiri si kitundu kimu naye bingi. Ekigere bwe kyogera nti kubanga siri mukono, siri wa ku mubiri, olwekyo tekibeera ekitali kya ku mubiri.
Akati kino kiri bwe kiti. Abadde agezaako tulaga ebirabo byaffe era ng'agamba tetusobola kwegaana services ezigabibwa ez'omu famire ya Katonda emanyiddwa ng'ekkanisa. Yesu yeebazibwe. Kyekyo kye yatuwa ate ffe mu famire zaffe ez'omubiri, kubanga eno tulabayo kitaffe. father, and there is even our mother, our Lord Jesus Christ. How the uncle and the auntie, the Holy Spirit, this is what out of which God gave us our families. You must fulfill the one he's given us of the physical, then you come to fulfill the spiritual one. The earth is like gives us a practice home in that small family around you. And now you come in the big family you're seated in now, and you're right and fulfilling your ministry.
You
say that you are an overseer over your other colleagues, and you're based within your
gift.
That is why he has said we are parts of each other, and the feet cannot reject the eyes. That's why he gives us these commands that we may align them as we're going to be seeing these services of each person in the Holy
family
and in the Holy marriage.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Sometime back we used to think that perhaps the priests are the one to be holy, the teachers, those who preach in the Protestant church. Now the other group remained there in its own morals, and we knew bishops were the ones to be in those situations. And you are a bishop over your other colleagues as you base within your gifts. Praise Jesus. And you are an overseer to be able to see that they get to be fulfilled according to the gifts the Lord Jesus gives in Ephesians 4 verses 9 that his gifts he gave them that we can help each other grow to the measure of Christ. Now it takes us to be overseers, and we are bishops.
But
the morals they tell us we have to be in the family with, we cannot connect them without understanding the laws governing the family. And if they fail on you in the home, in that small family of 5 to 10 people, or 15 people, or 20, and reaching 25. How will you govern the group of people of the church of God who are many? How will you then know the Father in heaven? How will you be able to honor him? For you never knew the law of the children. These we learn them through family of the flesh.
But
they help us when we come to the family of God to be perfect. As you are a father in the home, and if you don't want anyone to despise you, look
at
it even the Father in heaven. If you come, no.
If
the mother you feel hungry when the children don't obey you, know that Jesus our mother too is like that. He shouts to the children, don't hear him. We would have learned this, but the gospel we grew it was not like that. We used to see family as something usual. We took it as something which is sinful to be in.
Adam and Eve
began that act, and we saw as if he had begun something bad, that which caused the problems to us. But God began it before even the problems had happened. It's us who gathered problems to ourselves. Now, not like this. Just as you see, the uncle may advise you don't hear and you get angered. Even the Spirit of the Lord is like that. Even when children are home, and you see how they trouble you, and you are teaching them morals, even the fathers like that is fought with us. If we could understand the other image, we would have transformed ourselves and we quickly
align ourselves.
And now you come in church. I have come as a child.
But
if I come as a child and I see home how children trouble me, I don't want to trouble the Father in heaven. I don't want to trouble my mother, Lord Jesus. Even the uncle, the Holy Spirit, I want to hear whatever he tells me. For I see how children trouble me home. And I came to them. Sometimes that abuse them, you foolish kids.
Now,
you think the Spirit is teaching us how does it happen? But we trouble him. Because you get this side, we go the opposite. You send the child to bring salt, they bring sugar rather.
They
told you to go make people disciples, you brought for him followers. The other part is like a small family which can make you become sober. If you learn how you will handle the family of God.
But
if we never understand that, it means there's nothing there. There's no family of the spirit, even the physical one is not there. We only have business people. Business people who come to gather baskets of offerings and tithe. The ones of the seed of the first fruit, they are the ones we have around. Perhaps they were destroyers, the religious people.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
If we never understood this, there is a big problem. Lady Pastor said, what? Body. Praise Jesus. Me, I've taken time when I'm challenging myself. For I've looked at these children right from 1 year. Now, when I began to be a pastor, it worked a big work within me. And I'll check on myself what children do to me home, from the first reaching to the last. Now me, I have all children of senior 3. But sometimes they do something of a child of nursery. Now as I was flesh born again, I used to beat them so much. But the Spirit will tell me many times, as you see them, that's how me too I see you. Sometimes God teaches like this and we used to change. Now when he reached P3, I stopped beating him. For I understood his mind is so low on the level I want. For I used to beat them before. Now I've raised them in that way. There are times I leave them. These days, I totally leave them and I know whatever they have done, they have not done it to me, but they are just seeking how to move me. I knew these children, what they do. That's how I appear before the Lord. Most of the things these days, I forgive and I leave them. And I leave them to mature.
Amen. Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
The
Bible says
that
people are rebellious. They reach a time if they have been revealed of the rebellion and they regret themselves.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Not every time that you are into beating, like we see how the Spirit handles us, be it right so much that we mature. Well, what happens is this: most have not been revealed that thing. We just ourselves in the family troubling us. If you revealed something in God passes in the children, he teaches them what they have not understood. What I do to the mother? Why do I do it? And they go counseling themselves. But don't totally leave them. There are things you have to be concerned of. Even though you've learned that over them, there are measures you have to put still, which shall be explained of well.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let's get back to Timothy.
Timothy, Timothy, n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
1 Timothy 3 verses 3.
Atayombera ku mwenge atakuba naye omuwombeefu, atalwana ateegomba bintu, afuga obulungi ennyumba ye ye, agonza abaana be mu kitiibwa kyonna. Naye omuntu bw'atamanya kufuga nnyumba ye ye, ayinza atya okujjanjaba ekkanisa ya Katonda?
Bw'obanga ennyumba
ekulemye and your character perverted from yourself,
praise God.
How will you be able to handle the church of God? For the church is not the building. We know we are the church. Praise Jesus.
These
laws we move on to be taught. They want to tell us we have to leave home when we are holy. And our children too, they are holy. Learn what to do within the home that they can reach here as the church where we fellowship from, and our Father is one within heaven. We have
a
Mother, the true vine. We two have branches which came from him, and it's Lord Jesus, and we have the one who advises us, whom you call the uncle or the auntie, the Holy Spirit, that may be an offspring
of
the holy children unto this family, which we know as the holy family or the holy priesthood. Praise Jesus. Don't think we studied this in vain. Ahead there, God is going to begin to separate people. Even though
it's
revealed that all of us are ministers, when the past season, some of us thought we were followers, but right now he's going to reveal us different gifts upon each person. Now all of us must be serving, but it's required of us as though we are children. You know laws governing you as holy from home to coming to minister
the
family of God, which is known as the church. Even if you be a mother or the father, you must know how you will be always be.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
you come from home when you are holy,
to
reaching where we fellowship from. Even in the way they must be knowing of it, that you keep the commands. And all the neighbors know of your character.
And
we speak of the born again today. Home, their different personality.
Or
the way they have another personality. When they reach where we fellowship from, and they clothe the sheep skin. And you two know them different.
When
this is home, they don't want you to spend 3 days in their homes.
For
they know they cannot control their mouth for 3 days when they have not spoken vulgar words unto their children, and to tell their father he has no understanding.
All
that man, he goes into the saucepans and gives himself whatever he wants. He
requires
for food home. When he comes back, he barks like a dog. His brethren, now you know he's not going to control his character. God is to send people to your home like a test, and send them for a month, even a height. They see how you act when you're with them. They are of good bad character until you come, and they have come to check you, and you find them, you're finished eating, and they get other pieces of meat for the saucepan themselves. To see how you will react over that, whether you can lead them within life, or to just chase them and you say they're thief. Now things like that, if you don't first get to understand the commands of the Holy Family, we they told us if you get to finish to get a ring, enter the holy marriage. It is not like that.
It
involved following the laws and the commands of the family and the holy marriage.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Why have we called them two?
There's
a person here in the holy family and the holy marriage. Speak of the holy marriage is between two people. But when you speak of family, we joined ourselves with the uncles and the aunties and all the children inclusive, even the friends. It's even home you have to teach character to your friends. You shouldn't be with people who don't appear like you are. For they are they who make your blessings be beaten. Sometimes we will come the ones God is hunting down. You remember what Ahab did? God was hunting someone. Well, Ahab, brother, welcomed the person. And God told him whatever was to happen on him is going to happen on yours. Even welcoming, you have to learn I'm welcoming who and who. We shouldn't stop welcoming visitors. But when they reach, we test the spirits. Look at them and see. May give them a room and they enter there and begin to do things which are funny. If a visitor reaches home, ask God how many days they are suspended there and flash me into their lives. He will be telling you that. And
will
tell you the same part. Preach them 3 days. If they don't change, tell them to go away. Now you will keep them for a month and you see the disaster they will do in that home. The beating can come within your pocket or in the children and they fight. You don't understand what is causing that. And we must be very careful. Let's briefly move on in Timothy.
First Timothy 3 verse 6. So you yakachuka.
We
don't need a recent convert. If you've just converted,
there
is no ministry for you.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. For they who minister are supposed to be disciples.
So
to be able to teach others.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Leave this, you get saved 1 month, you know nothing and they send you in the service. And they tell you go preach the gospel on the way. You reach there, they anger you, asking you, and you don't understand, you abuse them in that. You shouldn't even send them on the roads to preach the gospel.
But
their characters have not totally changed.
Find
a girl who preached to them, they sit down and they begin other things. Now, not every person how they appear, they are sent into preaching the gospel. And you are in the family like children.
You
are supposed to be knowing very well the character of your home to begin to minister. To minister here all the services of ours outside. Now, after we started these things, we are going to begin to choose out people right from the choir to enter into different services. It means what? We shall look you well where you come from and tell us what you do there. For you reach here and you humble so much. And you grow the sheep's skin.
First
Timothy 3, verse 6.
Soyo eyakachuka, alimengo kwe kulumbaza, na malagwa mumusango gwa setani. Era nate, chimu gwanira okubeeranga, n'okutegeezebwa okulungi eri abo.
You must be even outside, wherever you move from, in the family you are well, everywhere you move in the way, to reach where we reach here. Praise Jesus. And they all have a good reputation over you. Notice that cow woman, she fellowship from there, but she clothes mini skirts here.
katuwe mura
ogendo kuyita picks evil upon us
nebiringe bibirala binji
things like that which are much
posingo jeko kuwairiza
maybe they said being falsely accused
kwanga sibo nabo kuchirundo ndibayinjo kuwairiza
not all of the place where you are that they can falsely accuse you.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The way he said that others speak evil upon us. But if
you
continue to do good, you reach a time and they give it up.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
While we are teaching and being taught these words,
of
holy family and the holy marriage,
it's impossible
to serve the Lord in his church, holy family,
not
practiced well to get fulfilled in our physical families, in the holy marriage. But when we enter into that marriage, here we even get spouse to Christ. If you don't know what you have to do within a marriage, it's hard to humble in the marriage with Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We must learn this. Reasons of ministry in becoming holy.
Mm-hmm.
1 Timothy 3:7.
Bwe batyo n'abaweereza kibagwanira okubeeranga abalimu ekitiibwa si bannemi bbirye
nina okubanga olugambo
you must be the Roman monger
oba oyogera emirundi ebi
or you speak double tongue
ono omugamba kirala
tell this one another
osinga n'olinga okyongera
when you find another you add in words
bw'ogamba oli naye yangambye bwati
said the other two told me this.
Now,
this helps us that when we are home, even the rumors tell the children to stop that, to speak double. They get what from here and they add them into others.
First Timothy 3:8.
Not much even. Ephesians 4 refuses us to totally
drink.
You know, religious people first interpreted this Bible. They wanted to drink a little. And they put it not entirely in much wine. But the truth is, do not drink. For
it
tells us in Proverbs that wine is a mocker. Even they would drink it up, no wisdom. Now we can be like that. Remember the one who wrote Timothy.
He's
the one who wrote Ephesians, which refuses to drink. Now can he add on that a little drink?
There's
what he told Timothy. For your stomach, you drink of this wine. Tell him that always drink. Most of our medicine, there is alcohol within it. But because it's alcohol, there is that weed in the medicine. You don't go rather smoke weed. Most of the medicine they put in cocaine. But it doesn't send you to go and smoke that.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm.
Now, this water you drink a liter is not right.
First Timothy 3:8.
Bwe
batyo n'abaweereza kibagwanira okubeeranga abalimu ekitiibwa si bannemi bbirye.
That much wine, we have to remove it. And we put in, they shouldn't drink wine. For the one who wrote this word in Ephesians, that we should get drunk of wine, but
we
get filled of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on.
First Timothy 3:8.
You're a minister. You shouldn't be a person who desires things. Why do we learn this? Probably in the law of service, there are things we're going to be seeing. And after that, we have the law called the family planning. If you're a person desiring so much, you cannot move within this law.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You must have been trained very well. And we love and you need things, but we shouldn't desire them. You may be wanting a car, you may be wanting television.
You
visit people's homes and desire them and pray for them. I pull them to myself that it saw them in me. But they were. The pastors of this generation now, they who desire things so much, if some desire other husbands of others and they steal them. First Timothy 3:9.
Nga bakuuma ekyama eky'okukkiriza mu mwoyo omulungi. Era nate abo basookenga okukemebwa balyoke baweereze nga tebaliiko kyakunenyezebwa. Bwe batyo bakazi kibagwanira okubeeranga abalimu ekitiibwa, abatawaayiriza, abatatamiira, abeesigwa mu byonna, abaweereza babeerenga b'abasajja abaweereza babeerenga basajja ba mukazi omu.
Era ba mukazi omu.
They are a husband of one wife. It is still like that. Other side it reaches.
Nti gwo mukazi obeerewa abasajja bangi.
It shouldn't be a woman of many husbands.
Eteeka eryasoose mwali bulidde.
The first law we had it.
Kubanga eteeka lyetwawulira eryokubiri.
Law the second we had.
Katonda kyeyagala tokigattula.
What God has joined no one should separate.
Linyweza kino.
It strengthens this one.
Nga bafuga abaana baabwe obulungi n'ennyumba zaabwe bo.
Praise Jesus.
Tulina okubanga maama okwasaganyiza abaana.
Mother must well be able to manage the children.
Si kuleeta wano baana bakyejo
ekyo. Not to bring children here who have not been raised well. Now we're going to be
sick.
You bring children here who cry, no one they accept.
You
raise them funny, they have just become funny children. They cannot even put
their
nose. You too, if you're home, we shall know you too, don't clean your nose.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We will learn laws for holiness.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
this family we started.
Don't study
for joking. Even the occasion would have happened a long time. But God said, first learn and study. Not bless people in that marriage when they don't know what to do within there. Even if you stretch your hand.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
that command he brought it.
Of the
marriage, you're going to be
entering.
And he wanted to stir up this teaching. And after we enter into it.
Amen.
First Timothy 3:13.
Kubanga abamala okuweereza obulungi befunira obukulu obulungi n'obugumu bungi mu kukkiriza okuli mu Kristo Yesu. Nkuwandiikidde ebyo nga nsubira okujja gy'oli mangu.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Tumanyi ng'omu omutukuvu ajja mu masekati
gaffe. The Spirit is coming in our midst.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Era olw'okuba nti agenda kuba akola emirimu gye muffe.
Of course he's going to be doing his works within us.
Kyava tutegeeza ebigambo
bye. That's why he tells us these words.
Nti bw'ajja alema okusiŋŋana nga tukugwanidde.
That when he comes that he may not find us when we're not worthy.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Bw'awulira bamalayika ba famire abagenda okujja.
The angel of the family is going to be coming.
Malayika wa taata.
The angel of the father.
Malayika wa mama.
The angel of the children.
Wa mama.
And the children.
Bano bajja kuba bakwatagana ne bamalayika b'effamira b'ekkanisa.
These will be connecting with the angels of the church.
Bamalayika bali omusanga b'ekkanisa y'Efeso.
The seven angels of the church of Ephesus and the others.
Abeeri bajja kukubirayo kiboko nga tuteredde
neno. It means the ones of the family will beat you when you're not standing right, even the ones of the church. They told you never like things home first, go home back. You'll come to minister and they dreamed you came from home, you've beaten your wife. And they reach us. As you are still here, there is a message we need to speak out. And it has witnesses which are very clear. Now we shall all be amazed of that. And the ones of the church will tell you, go away from here.
We
are not going to bear you here, go back and align things. That's why he says somewhere, if you're going to be given an offering and remember someone you did give it to, firstly go back and align yourself with that person. Remember, right now we give sacrifice to Romans fellow. It's the ministration of wisdom. If it's ministration,
and
remember you left things home not right, tell them first, brother, someone should take over the service, let me come.
In
reach home, tell your wife. The words I spoke, he said, they were very sharp like arrows. But I pray you forgive me, for I'm going to minister. If forgiving me too, I've stopped that. By the law we saw, they will report before they report you. You align things.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
Let's not people who are always angered. People of anger. For our rage.
It's
never met the righteousness of God.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. It will help us align ourselves well.
And
truthfully, on a mission of going to heaven. It's not of wasting time within salvation. Not at all.
If
we are on a mission of going home in heaven,
let
get clean, that God sees us, we are clean. It's required of us to be home.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. We've gone to Colossians.
So,
First Corinthians 7. We began officially. Even though we had been looking on that. The law of ministry.
Abakolinso, ekisooka esuleyo musanvu, n'olunyiriri olusooka.
First Corinthians 7 from verse 1.
Naye ku ebyo byemwampandiikira kirungi omusajja obutakwatanga ku mukazi naye olw'obwenzi buli musajja abeerenga ne mukazi we ye.
Bwe tuyingira obufumbo, kimu ku kituleetesa ofune munno,
one of the reasons bringing us to get a spouse,
etteeka liri lye twakawulira,
it's the law we've just heard,
ery'okugatta omuntu afuuka omu,
of joining people to become one person.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Tetwagala kuddamu kulaba ku kye bayita bwenzi waka.
We don't want to see again what is called adultery home.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Obwenzi buli mu ngeri ki?
Adultery is in which form?
Bible egamba.
Bible says,
n'okutunula obutunuzi ne weegomba,
even to lastly look at someone, you've already entered adultery.
We
want to tell you is this. Some of the services why you marry,
and
why you get married, God is refusing you to continue to do things of the adulterers. It means what? If it's necessary, you want to see that your television, you take off its cover and look and get tired. You have to be out to look at what you don't understand. You want to see what? Tell them I want to see.
But
you're going to choose to see that person. But you will choose to see people outside. Even if you want to touch. But touch the one of the outside, not even a small touch. These are the services bringing us in the family.
It
brings us in the holy marriage.
Stop being
the joke the devil jokes. And you're touching each other. He passes through that. You're still getting ashamed. On your wife, your husband. Bring you the ones of out who are not ashamed. You know the things of the devil.
Tell
them in Proverbs 26, and it seemed like a joking thing.
You
begin to get shame, and the shame grows with the family. Someone there in their garments all the time. Don't even touch.
But
after getting that person, touch. Everywhere, touch. Services bringing you man or woman to fight adultery within the home.
Service
of the major law in the service. You see that your spouse doesn't commit adultery. Try to see. If you've gotten satisfied, they are not satisfied. You deserve more food. For you leave them, and this command you fail to fulfill it, and you get into judgment. You are sick. You add on people who are going to help them cook. Let you go cook. In 4 hours, the food will be ready. We speak of both sides. Having hope to eat, they get to be patient. Even when you tell them 7 days, they will eagerly wait for the 7 days to eat. Nothing like food in the saucepan.
Banangi,
friends, one of the things we don't joke with is the law of service. It can corrupt all the rest.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus. And if we come in the marriage, we pass through many things, brethren.
We
pass through things we learn through school.
The boys,
and they do evil, funny facts. Even the girls. It's required of us this time alone. You tell your spouse what was your problem.
I lost
so much. Save me this time. I don't want to experience that again. I'm born again.
We
need to keep our problems to ourselves. You don't want to show how your appetite is high.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You are just out there, you're pretender. You see the chicken, you claim you don't want it. Both sides experience this problem. Remember, we saw their gifts. Others have gifts to serve morning, lunch, and supper. Even others a week. But we heard we can request for more gifts. And we have seen these laws. Sickness and a weakness. You sit down and agree. And you pray for it.
And you
wait for the hope of the Lord. It's not to keep silent over that. For the law of the service, you reach that the 3 days were removed from the service. In every month. 3 to 4 days were removed. If they enter 10 days, then it's going to be coming too much. God had counted days there to be 3. Don't call God a foolish person. God understands.
Those
3 days removed, most of them you just agree. But the major thing in all is to fight adultery.
If you enter
family like this marriage,
As long
as you enter it, don't continue to meander around with things. Before you see cars
passing,
ask them the problem that within. How is the appetite and eating? For each one of us eats.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
know, the things of pretest me, I left, I'm not in them. I cannot pretend within Christ. I
see
my rising up, my sleeping.
Psalms 139.
When I rise, how I move,
when I sleep,
he knows what I'm going
to be
in. How dare I pretend? There's no pretense here. The more we've done that, the devil's gotten a gap.
And
he packs in us dead thoughts in his mind. We sat in the dining,
as
this one is picking a piece of meat they have bitten off the hand.
You
refuse them their own chicken. They go to the neighbors, and they will borrow chicken and eat once for them. Or they will steal the chicken, rather.
But
the chicken is home. Let's fight adultery. One of the first laws in the service of marriage and the holy family. Fighting adultery. Who has understood that? All of us, we've understood that. If we don't fight this, the devil is going to beat us dangerously. Ask your spouse, where do you get the adultery from?
Spies
of the chicken and you get messed up? You come. Open the thigh of the chicken.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are in the law of fighting adultery.
Perhaps
you read the Bible, you pass on the top, you don't see the depth of it. If you enter marriage, you close the combat of fighting adultery. That combat, it's amazing. Know that combat, you were birthed with it.
But
rest, which enters it to appear, take it off. As long as you enter there, you've understood it. In the place where there's the holy place of the family, it's called what? Marriage is
only
even the marriage bed. If you enter the holy place of the marriage, you do whatever you want there.
No,
as long as you have the right person you pass the criteria with. If you enter the holy place,
where
you've done everything you want, except beside they will use. There are people who forget something, they put fingers in the nose.
They
put food in the nose, not in the mouth. Now, people like that, you two, we are going to help you. You stop evil characters. That is what caused Sodom and Gomorrah to be destroyed. The mouth is here, and now you're rather pervert in the north. Let's repeat this verse.
Tuli mu Bakolinso ekisoke sura ya musanvu n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
First Corinthians 7 verse 2.
Naye olw'obwenzi buli musajja abeerenga ne mukazi we ye.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
So kibakitegeeza
ki? It means what?
Nti ekikuleeta mukola mufumbo obutuku.
Brings the whole marriage.
Teri kuddamu kukkiriza y'obwenzi.
Nothing like immorality, adultery accepted there.
This
service is to fight immorality and adultery. Tell your spouse,
I want
all the food when it's not covered, I want it exposed. And it will be there coming.
You've
put on the saucepan covered again.
But
at least it can be seen.
But you
covered the entire food to a person. What is
what I
thought it is even matoke. They can't predict what is on.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Expect
you understand this language quick.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
You
enter in the holy place of the marriage. Don't do it with the sitting room.
There is
a dining room where you take them to.
Let's
fight about with morality, friends.
You
tell your spouse your ways, your problems.
That
they give you those services, not you to get problems. Some of you come even home when, here when you've been messed up home and you've failed on the service.
And here you've
come to study God.
I don't
know now.
It
becomes so holy here.
God
knows you from your home.
According
to Acts 17, from verses
19
to 25, we walk within him, we live within him, and we have our being in him. He sees you wherever you go. Do not pretend around.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Is there anyone of us who never checks food when it's ready? That too, let it be handled.
For
the day one to chew food, they don't know the situation it is in. You've just put food on,
they want to,
it's not even ready at all.
They
even quarrel over that. You prepare the food and serve it. Just put the food on. But the other is gotten wild. They have no patience.
Yeah,
it will burn you.
Oh, you gave me something.
You like those funny characters. When you have greed of eating rotten food, which food which is not ready, raw food.
Mm.
Bakolinso ekisoke sule yomusanvu no linyero kubiri.
First Corinthians 7 verse 2.
Na buli mukazi abelenga ne musajja we ye. Omusajja asasulenga mukazi we ekyo ekimugwanira.
Lino baliita banja
super. This is called a debt.
Era bwoba oyingira.
And if you enter,
mwebi ebiddira kuteeka liye tulabye okulwanisa obwezi.
Next to the law is soon fighting adultery.
You
enter the holy marriage. No, you are having, you owe every day, have a hole to pay back. What do you do? You are owed, you have a owe. They are demanding of you. And when someone comes, give you my own. Except when you reason together there.
Because
the one of the day, they don't just chase them away. Have you ever chased someone who... What do you do when you have no money at that time? You plead for more time. Give me some time. At least 3 days. I don't want those days. At least two.
The
one who demands you comes. Begin to look
at
you. What's wrong with you, landlord?
Police will
demand at this time. He even has a greed of money.
They
chased you from that house.
It
is on both sides, brethren. Know that when you're entering,
the
next law in the service, they demand you every day. You are demanded to fulfill the service.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now see how you demanded out there. Pretend to be holy before the Lord. You've not paid the debts. You left another, you've not paid them. I don't know you remember. Another went below to be forgiven of their debts. But they never forget their other colleagues.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When we speak of being demanded,
yes,
praise Jesus. When you enter there, know that you are demanded.
And
it is required of you to pay what is required of.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
For it's not required of them of outside. It's you yourself.
1 Timothy 7:3.
Era
n'omukazi asasulenga bw'atyo omusajja.
Each one is demanded. And be there preparing yourself for that day when you enter the holy family and the holy marriage.
Every
time expect the one who demands you to be coming. At least prepare of some money to pay. You've understood that. You want me to speak it how?
We
don't speak of physical money.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We speak of the holy family, the holy marriage, in the holy bedroom.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's where they demand from. They will say that we speak so much. This is not hard in Uganda. These are words of wisdom.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But no, that is a debt. If you know your colleagues come to demand, speak well with them.
In
every person, that man or that woman, this is
going
to be a word they are going to report you over to the elders. What we spoke of in the first law, they were filled of wisdom. In the word of God. In that court, they will be calling you to be able to fail to be paying back. And you will tell them even that reason why. What refuses you to offer that service? Will it be bad? If God then has become bad to us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Some of us don't want holiness and righteousness, but we want to be clothed. What appears like righteousness?
It's
to clothe the sheep's skin when you are a wolf within you.
Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 7:4. Omukazi tafuga mubiri gwe ye, wabula musajja we. Era n'omusajja bw'atyo tafuga mubiri gwe ye wabula mukazi we.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Njagala twogere bwe.
I want us to speak like this.
Bwe bw'oba oli awo.
You, when you are there.
Uvale mwafuka omubiri gumu kwakola transfer ebyeri n'obisiga.
But since you became one body, transferred what was on your side to the side.
N'oli n'abikyusa
n'abisiga. Even the other transferred it to your side.
Kati kiri bwe kiti.
Now it is like this.
Nditolowooza nti sirina appetite.
Never think I have no appetite.
Tekiri ku gwe.
It's not upon you to decide that. It's upon the other.
Onajja.
The one coming. For the one who wants to see the television is the one who puts it on.
Yes, sir.
Do they put themselves on?
So, it
can never happen.
It doesn't,
I am the TV, I'm not in the mood to be watched. The other to put it on.
Switch, switch.
He will put them on himself. I'll meet you the elders to show you how to put it on if you don't know.
At the TV, now
the television brings it out and
it's what
kind of television is this? This is what I don't.
K
This is upon every side. You want to watch the television, open it yourself. Put on the channel, any channel you want yourself.
And
I want to tell one side here, they will have the oranges in the breast. Stop pretending. If you want to see the television, put it on yourself. You know, we have male and female televisions.
Don't
fear, you're pretending. I want us to leave that.
No.
If we are like that, we last.
If you are watching
the television, you are there pretending. You put on yourself, I want to watch you.
Even
others began to pray for them. Lord, I pray for this television to put
yourself on.
And it's sleeping now. Wake it up. Stop in your pretense.
The
vision will never put itself on even if you pray for it. The remote is in your hands. Don't pretend. The male television and the female television, in the moment of watching, do not pretend. You've been in counseling these things.
You've
been
30
years. Never attempted to put a television even if they want to watch it. What is it? Stop in the shame of the devil and do righteousness.
Amen.
You enter
family and it begins it will be upon you forever.
You
enter, show immediate who you are.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Sometimes we begin and reach the way and we stop that.
No,
these are the services required of you to do. And if you never fulfill it, things will be messed up. That is why you are created for that person. Why do you appear like that? Why did you make me appear like this, not like the other? Pastor Kato's wife. Why do you appear like that? Pastor Kato appears differently. Ask yourself, why did Pastor Kato am like this? My wife too appears like that. What major reason God created me like that? That we fight the devil very dangerously. Praise Jesus. Pretense, let's stop pretending. For within it, we've committed a lot of adultery and immorality. And some of you sleep, drink, thinking of things which are not right. When a person sleeps hungry, they wake up in the day to think of stealing for their own food. They sleep thinking, where am I going to go? Masakaji will not arrest me from there. And they bring this image, another picture.
There is
a certain food, a matoke banana, I found it at Masaka. According to how I'm in now, I
have
to go and see that banana I saw at Masaka. I saw the other bunch was very well. Now it's what happens in that moment. There is an image at WhatsApp when people are get messed up in family. And then the holy place of marriage. Another sleeps facing this one. And the devil comes in the midst of them. And he laughs over this one and this one. And he comes it becomes to be your wife. And you begin to have relations and intercourse with the devil, yet you sleep with your thoughts. Even this one who is put on.
Bakolinso ekisokesule omusanvu olinyi lwa kutaano.
1 Corinthians 7 verse 5.
Temumangananga.
Wabula mpozi. Tojulanga gundi. Togana kujula
mmeme. Do not refuse to prepare the food and serve it.
Simani tugeraganye.
Are we together?
Naye tebagambe nti genda nga toma bonna.
Not told you that do not deprive everyone. In the first flight, was it acceptable?
God
never joined three or four to become one person. He joined two.
Now,
when you're serving food, if it's not there,
he
must be getting his food when it's ready. Accept what's spoken down here.
Bakolinso ekisoka musanvu ttaano.
1 Corinthians 7, 5.
Temumangananga wabula mpozi nga mulaganye ekiseera.
Mpoziko nga byakuteesa.
Except you have consented over that.
Gamunange.
And you say, my friend,
I've
not been feeling well.
Emmere eno mu lubuto
enkugira bulungi. Food in the stomach is not proper. Give me some 2-3 days. Remember, this has come demanding. You must look for a way to calm down their hunger and you postpone their appetite ahead. Don't just abandon them and leave me alone. You get a wise way approach. Most of us have just gotten wise in that moment. But it involves explaining to your spouse, tell them, give me this and this moment.
Expect
to be well as we ask Jesus to have mercy upon us and the Holy Spirit to heal us, to be empowering us. Even if you go so tired, you can tell them, we shall start at 2 in the night. Let's first rest.
Nakoye, vaku. We go many to see my office.
We are walking up and down.
We were there, my family. My office,
the mother came in the family. The office issue wasn't spoken of.
Who do we come see? Monoko meeting.
I took
meeting a meeting.
Meet me. The time was there in that moment.
And
that we spoke
of.
Will this time be there in that moment? If it will not be there, tell them, let us leave the things. It's things of consenting. It's not to get wild.
First
Corinthians
7
verse 5.
Mulyoke mubeerenga n'ebbanga ery'okusabiramu. Ate mulyoke mubeerenga wamu, Setaani alemenga okubakema olw'obuta
praise Jesus. Now we can say, I'm
going
to be going for prayer. Some who come from far, someone will be sleeping here.
You
don't just run home that I've gone to Christ. I've gone to sleep in the overnight. Overnight, you never agree with this person. You don't come. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let's not just rush like that. For he has said, the devil can get a gap right there. And the person says to how they will control themselves. And they will look for ways they're going to satisfy themselves. And
a
branch on the altars of the neighbors and eats too from there. Now things like that, think so much to be major services home.
These
services, if you name them, they break all the commands from where we started from past. Here is where the problem is going to be springing from. Pastor Sebala, violate. Pastor Muchivi. How is that? If you keep your banana and you mess up the services, they will kick your bananas away. Even if you bring an expensive dress, but you fail in the services, me alone, I'm sitting for them with the service. For they are still broadening. These are the major ones. If you mess them up, I speak of you within the holy marriage, and you is coming, and the one who will be coming.
Bakolinsi kisoke sulayo musanvu linyirwa wa mukaga.
First Corinthians 7 verse 6.
Naye byombyogera nga nzikiriza bukiriza so siteka teka. Naye nandyagadde abantu bonna okubeera nga nganze. Naye buli muntu alina ekirabo kye ye ekiva eri Katonda. Omulala bwati n'omulala bwati.
Yes, he was
Christ Jesus.
Twawulira ku birabo
we heard of these gifts.
Omulala
that another
asobola okuba ng'omukomole.
They can be like the eunuch.
Oba gwe baalaawa.
They are circumcised.
Oyo gwe baalaawa.
The eunuch.
Yes, he was
Christ Jesus.
N'omulala
even another
alina ekirabo kye mu ngeri ye jamu nga ky'amaanyi mu.
Gift in his way and it's a bit stronger.
Ng'ajjula ku makya.
And he served in the morning, the lunch, and the serving the supper. And the appetite is a bit high. Those are gifts given. If they have the patience,
be
with that one person God has given you. Goes beyond, you cannot bear that person. It's no more the gift of God. It's become the gift of the devil. And it's working adultery.
Yes, he was you.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. The others serve today. And they serve again after days. But that, never try to hold on it yourself. For you like that, think of your spouse when they will serve themselves. It means for the day. Don't think of days fall like ahead. You may be able to stand
it,
but the one you serve is not like that to stand that. I don't know if you've understood me, but I would have spoken this. Every person pray to be equal to the gift of your spouse. Always sit and agree upon it. Either you pray that you get calmed down to reach the level of how you are, or you ask you added on to reach like the other
spouse.
The best is what? Me, I think still by the Holy Spirit. It depends on the season. We may be working from far, and we pray abroad where you've gone, that God lowers the gift. When you come back, you will lift it up. Me too, lift me up. Because the body is to be buried. Why it refuses us? Even what does it make it mean to
get ourselves?
That's how you'll be buried. Is it not like that? What importance then? What are you skipping maybe? You are keeping it for who?
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. Now the body will get destroyed. That you give us laws. I keep it for who? That I will sin.
After,
when you get out, another will serve and eat.
Who can
there, unless when you corrupted your mind,
if
you go with the cops.
You
know, there are nations which are corrupt with minds. They go and do things like that with the dead bodies. And they put a fallen angel in the dead body. Now when that man is dead, or that woman, that you must go and do the last service, that they will never regret. And they will go when they are satisfied. Yet it's demons. And friends, there are foolish things which happen, many of them. But when you reach there, the one who's not a driver becomes a driver this time. If it's the man, that means he has become a driver.
n'alinya ku motoka waggulu n'agiragiriza.
Slams on the car and he begins to direct it and command it.
Nenga steering eba steady.
But the steering is steady.
Olw'omuzimu guli oguyingidde mu
for the demon which has entered this
person.
And you begin to drive yourself like that.
The
foolishness which happens there.
There
drives the nations like that. If it's the woman, a demon enters them. And you cannot do anything but as if you are alive. Now the foolishness is up out there of the devils. It's not what we are upon now. Now we are on righteousness.
Amen. Tulimba Korinso ekisooka, esula y'omusanvu, n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
1 Corinthians 7, verse 8.
Naye abatannafumbiriganwa ne bannamwandu, mbagamba nti kirungi bo okubeeranga nga nze. Naye obanga tebayinza kweziyiza, bafumbireganwenga.
Praise Jesus.
Bw'atannaba akyasoma.
Not yet and you're studying.
Oba oli wakeyo.
If you are home there,
nga tokyasoma tonnabatuuka.
Studying but you're not home.
Reached,
ask for the gift to be lowered down as you wait. That person will be given you to give you the service. I know it will not take a little time. Maybe it's you making those plans. When we reach family planning, it will amaze you. For some of them, even bypass their seasons. Even their spouse passed. Now they're going to be meeting wild and harsh people. For they used to tell the Lord, wait for us, we first build. Praise Jesus. Now seasons passed like that, as if you're asking for them to be restored. Praise Jesus. We shall see family planning, there are many things within it. Most of them know it as pills. When we speak of family planning in the Holy Scriptures, it's not pills but it's the word of God, commands of preparation of the holy family and the holy marriage.
Amen.
When we speak of that, there are many things within it. How many children you want? How do you tell it to the Lord? In what seasons? Praise Jesus.
God
accept to stop yourself through pills and other measures.
It's
what we shall be looking on. How does prosperity move within the family? What do you do to be people having whatever you need? It's in the law of family planning.
1 Corinthians 7:9. Kubanga kye kirungi okufumbiriganwanga okusinga okwakanga.
It's
not acceptable after you've gotten married, you're married, to be able to always burn with passion. Now God told us, I have dug your pool, it's right there. Anytime you feel heat, you fall within it. Being so much of that word.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Not
acceptable to be there. That situation is not acceptable. I don't know if you've understood it. Both sides we have to understand this. After you enter the system, if the one outside is not accepted, you who has your pool right there, is not accepted to get it and burn with passion always. Praise Jesus. Now you who has your pool, God will ask you why you're always heated up. Praise Jesus. Now let's think of those words and we align things properly. Our home, the holy family, the holy marriage, that it can be worthy. Praise Jesus. Let's press so much the devil until he will run from us by force.
Amen.
If we enter the family, the holy marriage, not accepted, we will be there and we are burning with passion.
You
spend the one day, you enter another. Now, what is that pool doing there? Maybe there's no water in the pool. You took it out and poured it elsewhere. They were taking actions we are not right.
For
their children were taught in their school. And they gathered all the water in the pool and poured it elsewhere.
It's
spoken of that word, I believe most of them have understood it. People are in masturbation, getting water out of their pools and finishing all the water. You would reach there and there's nothing like water in the pool. Even the women have such actions. People who buy those artificial men and they buy the robots and others, they themselves eat the stew themselves. Those actions, they are in churches. They are outside in the world. But this time, we are not going to accept them. Why we speak them without shame? Bible says, like that we shouldn't speak of them in secret. Praise Jesus.
The
one who goes to seek through those questions, go back, repent before the Lord and tell them your issue. He will do a new work within you. If you are a woman or a man,
for
that which was a pool, God had prepared it very well. It had water to swim within it. And here in the world they say, that one is someone who is dry.
No, this is
a
vocabulary.
Even this one is a male dry pool.
All
the entire pool. What you did it right from the sources. You blocked well the streams. All the streams are blocked.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now let's think so much of that word. You used like that speak with a spouse. And you see how you pray for that issue. You're not going to be ashamed again of sin.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
You, as you stand, your wife is telling you, or your husband, don't come here to tell us those things. You handle them with the Holy Spirit. I've spoken how.
Don't
speak of your spouse that he told me he or she is like this and that. I pray God that that will be a case for your side when you will be speaking them out.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
For that they will tell, and the mouth is always that it never settles. My husband told me he had a problem like this.
And you
see, the one is speaking to the spread it elsewhere.
My
wife told me
what
makes her dry.
Her
pool and is dry. She used to touch her still herself. What are you talking about? You went to treat your spouse. Healed of the problem they had. Now you are a rumor mongering doctor. Another story, you have a tumor in another place.
When
you come in the hospital in the midst of it. This one
has
a sickness in the private part.
What
kind of doctor are you?
First Corinthians 7:10. Naye abamala okufumbiriganwa mbalagira. So sinze wabula mukama waffe. Omukazi obutanobanga ku musajja we.
These things of separation.
Ekimukubiragira ebiri eyo.
One of the commands right there. Don't separate. Of the second law we started off. But
if
you've got and have gone home and you're heaping yourself out. That's very easy to say. It doesn't make you carry your things and go. Even the word I will divorce and leave this place. Men to speak, I'm going to leave you in your house.
You
first stops in search.
Tulimba Korinso, ekisoke sura ya musanvu linyiro 11.
First Corinthians 7 verse 11.
Naye okunoba bwano banga abelengao obutafumbirwanga.
If you chase yourself with things you are not right, never go back to your spouse to disturb them. You man who chases himself from the home. God wants you to leave a part in your brain to make another plan next. Now, some of you reach out there and towards a year have passed, you want to come back. Even this one is on with another program. You bring problems to us. In the second law, the one God, what they join, you shouldn't separate it. And we heard what separates. And we understood there will be groups of wise people from the side of the men
and
of the women to be able to handle issues like that which have gotten messed up in a home. Don't just get your things home and you get out and they tell you, if you dare go away when it's not a reason of adultery, spiritual or physical adultery, don't waste your time to marry again. You've shown you're tired, you don't want the things, and you are well with your body. I'll survive. They used to survive else before, and they want to resume it. You know, a Muganda said that, what has eaten and does not pervert and go
meander.
That's a wrong proverb. It is what meanders more around to eat more. A goat which fed on grass, you die here and it's focused on the one on the other side. It wants to stretch out there. What has eaten is what moves on more to eat more.
That
you call yourself that you can survive. And the devil put his drama within you. I'll survive. The man is speaking. We used to survive. But how did you survive? Why didn't you remain in that survival? First Corinthians 7:11.
So atabaganenga ne musajja we era n'omusajja obutalekanga yo mukazi we.
Shouldn't divorce you, man. You claim you're sleeping in the sofa. You will sleep there all days. We shouldn't be funny like that.
How
can you reach to run from your bedroom that you're going to sleep in the sitting room? You are a man.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If they
are so angry, sit in the sofa. Wait for them when they have slept. You come, you push yourself in the bed. Sleep in the bed.
Ask
them to turn like this the hand. And they put it back. I have not heard well. Let me try. Proof. He's the one. You know when you near
Omuzigo,
they can connect.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now, because of those issues, brethren, let's fight on our own. This law we shall add it next time. May God bless you.
Not finished,
like two, three have remained.